Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see Oceanside Relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Are you spending more time in your basement now that it's your rec room, office, kids' playroom, or home gym? Well, you need to ventilate those spaces to remove stagnant, musty air. For over 20 years, the Easy Breathe ventilation system exchanges dirty, damp air for cleaner, drier, healthier air. Take charge of your indoor air with your own Easy Breathe ventilation system. You can get it installed, or DIY kits are available. Just call 866-822-7328 or visit takechargeofyourair.com and receive 20% off today.
The Volume.
Jenkins and Jones is presented by FanDuel Sportsbook. There's no better place to make every moment more than with FanDuel. There's lots of reasons we love betting on FanDuel Sportsbook. You've got great odds and markets for the MLB, NBA, NHL, and so much more. They've got awesome new and existing user promotions. It's America's number one sportsbook. It's easy to use, safe and secure, and you get your winnings fast. It's also fun to combine multiple bets from the same game into a same game parlay. Discover the most popular same game parlays each day right when you log in. And FanDuel Sportsbook is now live in Ontario, Canada. If you're new, just download the FanDuel Sportsbook app to get started now. Sign up with promo code JANJ so they know we sent you. That's J-A-N-D-J. Disclaimer, must be 21 and over and present in Arizona, Colorado, Connecticut, Iowa, Illinois, Indiana, Louisiana, Michigan, New Jersey, New York, Pennsylvania, Tennessee, Virginia, West Virginia, or Wyoming. Gambling problem, call 1-800-NEXT-STEP. Welcome to Jenkins and Jones Am Out of Pocket, the crossover.
Am out of pocket.
Motherfucker is out of pocket. What the shit?
Read
the shit right.
Am.
It's a big day for hate, and that's what we've all gathered here to spread some hate today. So very excited. We all enjoyed watching the Nets become the only team that's going to get swept out of the first round of the playoffs.
I'm tired from hating, dog. I'm gonna be honest. It was a long day. Like, that shit is fatiguing.
You need to drink a Celsius or one of John's energy drinks. Hey, bro, and get your hate up, bro. It's 9:30. It's 9:30 Monday night. It's hate time.
I got a few keys over here that Celsius waiting for you, bro. I can ship them to you. You know what I mean? For the low ski, you feel me?
So I know I missed the spaces. I'm sorry. We probably got all the best jokes off there. But what did you think of the Nets officially going down? And I'm just still, it's crazy to me, bro. Like, it just flies in the face of everything we've seen from the NBA. You put a KD and a Kyrie on a team together, and that's not supposed to be a four game sweep.
It didn't fucking matter. Like, John, and I'm not calling you out in particular, John. I'm just calling out the school of thought that it was like, who needs coaching? Who needs defense? Well, you got studs out there who can get a bucket whenever they want. No, you need all that shit. I told you that in the playoffs, the game slows down because it's a half-court chess match, and motherfuckers pull out that clipboard, and they go to work. And right, and fucking Steve Nash got laps ran around him this whole fucking series. He didn't know shit what to do besides fucking play KD 46 minutes a game. You know what I mean? Ugh. So, I, like I said, I just don't ever want to see anyone tell me that a team without coaching and defense can win a championship regardless of how good the players are on the team. Because we've never seen that fucking happen before, ever.
I mean, it feels a lot like Steve Nash just wrapped a Ferrari around a tree. Like, you got given the keys to a car that you had no business driving. He fucking hammered that gas pedal and that sucker's around the tree. And I feel bad. We wasted KD prime years. We wasted a year of Kyrie's prime. Like,
We didn't waste shit, Zach. They wasted that shit. We were over there really defending, trying to figure it out, trying to, in our head, figure out the equation that was going to make one of the worst defenses in the league somehow become great. But after they lost game one, it definitely felt a little weird. Kyrie 39 peaks, flipping the birds, double fucked you, in the heart of Caucasian, no less. And, you know, didn't produce, didn't deliver down it when it mattered. But at the end of the day, that's what you get for leaving LeBron.
I mean, I didn't think I'd ever see KD look that bad. You know what I'm saying? Like, Kyrie did not play all that well, you know, too. So, I mean, this series outside of game one. So, I mean, that's why I was thinking, you know, like, you can throw whatever defense at them. You know what I'm saying? Like, we've never even seen KD's shot get blocked. We saw his shot get blocked 3 times in 4 fucking games. You know what I'm saying? I guess you have somebody out there playing 40-plus minutes for so long, they'll be tired as fuck. He is human. You know what I mean? But, dog, like, Jason Tatum took a huge step. I thought Jason Tatum's going to be good. We've talked about this prior where I saw Tatum being the best player in the league at some point. I think he's going to be there earlier than I thought. I thought it'd be 3 or 4 years. To me, Jason Tatum's one of the two best players in this playoffs right now, I think, behind Giannis. You know what I mean? But the step he took offensively, where he's, like, leading the team, running the offense, basically, you know, making people around him better, and then also playing, like, lockdown defense on the best scorer we've ever seen. No, I didn't see Jason Tatum doing that. You know what I mean? But, yeah, I mean, it makes sense. You need a good coach. You need to play defense. I just thought, based upon the KD we've seen and the Kyrie we've seen, they'd be fine. I mean, it makes sense that, you know, you have three of the better guard defenders on one team playing two of the, you know, best shot getters. That's unsustainable, you know what I'm saying, as far as, you know, winning a 7-game series. It wasn't going to work.
There were some impressive blocks. You know, it was not an impressive block attempt was Blake there at the end. It was heartbreaking watching him try and stop. Was it Marcus Smart kind of like trying to seal the game? And it was like, Blake, why is Blake getting thrown to the wolves here? Like, his minutes are all screwed up.
Everyone's getting thrown to the wolves. You know, it's just the wolves are eating very well tonight off that series. But I think it's unfortunate that the most obnoxious people who watch basketball were correct during the offseason, that the Lakers needed spacing and the Nets needed coaching. But the funniest moment of the whole game to me was Steve Nash he's coaching for his life out there. And he got up and he starts yelling at the refs at one point. And Stan Van Gundy acted like he'd seen a full lunar fucking eclipse. He was like, "You don't usually see Steve. I mean, he's one of the more polite coaches with the officials. He's really up and giving it to him." It was just like they were astounded that he was trying to coach in an elimination game.
Bro, funny shit is, as SVG went to bat for Steve Nash earlier today on Twitter, and he just basically told fans, like, y'all don't know what the fuck y'all are watching. And you know what? I get that. Of course, I do not know what I do not look at this game the same lens of a fucking NBA coach. Of course, I will never fucking think I'm that fucking great of a fan, you know, be that full of myself. But it was like SVG started calling that game, and he was like, "Yo, what the fuck is Steve Nash doing?" It's like he was running right back to us. Like, I have no idea what this dude is fucking doing, and that shit was fucking hilarious, man. But
you call SVG a coach? He's a former coach. Okay, motherfucker ain't coaching nowhere right now. He coaching in the broadcast booth. But I'm just saying, like, so I saw him post that same shit. He was responding to everybody and going in and out, whatever. But I don't know, man. Steve Nash, it sounded great on paper. I feel like, you know, you passed up a lot of the other guys who had a lot more experience who were ready to go, kind of trying to sell that same bullshit Steve Kerr narrative that you were trying to give us. And here we are.
Tulum. It's wild
seeing. Ain't no shortcuts to this shit. That's the lesson here, right? You can't dribble has your way to a championship. You can't fucking substitute teacher coach your way to a championship. You got to get a motherfuckers when they was going to get on your ass on a goddamn February, you know, fucking road practice. You got to have a team that's committed to playing defense. Ain't no shortcuts to this shit, bro. Like, that's why I don't get motherfuckers like, oh, Bron just, you know, he just pairs it with everybody. It's so easy. No. No, all of LeBron's teams were they executed well and they fucking committed to defense. This team didn't either of those.
They didn't even commit to playing basketball. Like
right? Like Kyrie played 18 games. What the fuck? You know?
It's just incredible you put Kyrie and Ben Simmons on one team. It's just a special energy that's coming up. Yeah.
Did you hear Blake
Ben was
Griffin
not
is,
there tonight?
Did you hear
right?
Blake Griffin is leading in charges this year? That was so like Blake Griffin going from a human highlight to leading the league in charges. Like who saw Wait, that?
Leading the league in charges
bingo
taken?
Card, you know, and Blake, yeah, you said what? You said
leading
what?
The league in charges taken?
Yeah, charges taken. Yes, oh. Blake Griffin. That's what he's become. A human that's charge brutal. Taker. They were talking like, and he's only did it in 15 minutes per game of play time. I'm like, this is how you talk about Blake Griffin now?
That's rough, crazy. So the Celtics rode to the championship. They got the Nets down. It would probably be Bucks and then Heat or Sixers after that. Do you think that the Celtics can win the NBA championship this year?
Yeah,
I do.
I think so.
I do.
I don't want them to. I don't want to see Bill Simmons tweeting about it for fucking sure. So I don't want to see them do it. And I'm sorry, Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown, you both seem lovely, but your fans make it just too difficult. I can't do it. I can't do it. I won't do it. So
someone tweeted, this is for Lucky.
Who tweeted that?
Motherfucker.
Celtics
kid,
man.
Goddamn big baby. Yeah, I can for sure see the Celtics winning it. They're committed to defense. They've got fucking studs on offense with fucking Jaylen and Tatum. They're well coached with Ime. They check all the boxes. We'll see.
Mm-hmm.
Joe's like,
fuck the Celtics.
Fuck the Celtics.
I mean, it's not one and a half shits. It's fuck the fans. It's fuck everything about the Celtics except the actual Celtics.
Except
you know
for
what I'm saying?
Marcus Smart, Jaylen.
Fuck Grant the Williams. Arena. Fuck the Leprechaun. Fuck the fans. Fuck the city.
Yeah.
Fuck the colors. Fuck the name of the team. Fuck the history of the team. Fuck
the
most of the dudes on the team except Jason Tatum.
I love you, Jason.
Yeah.
I like I the team. You, it is. I'm sick to my. I'm sick to my stomach that it's that these dudes are wearing green. Because if they were wearing any other fucking jersey, I would be such a bandwagon fan of this team right now. But I can't do it with fucking
Celtics. Here, let me pitch something though. They lose in the Eastern Conference Finals. Jason Tatum starts to look around. He says, I'm not that happy here. I'm sick of this Boston bullshit. And he starts pushing his way to the Los Angeles Lakers.
He might just do that anywhere.
LeBron
got
that
a phone.
That's a bad picture for your ass. I feel like Tatum locked into like 26 or some shit, though, right? Like,
he bro, is. Yeah.
He ain't going nowhere.
None of that means shit. None of that means shit anymore.
Means
he can leave tomorrow if he wants to.
All right, man. Good luck with that. Good luck. Good luck. You know what I'm saying?
But he signed a contract. Yeah, motherfucker. He signed a Harden.
So, Kyrie's a free agent, right? At the end of this year, correct?
Yeah, but he said he wants to come back to the Nets, right? And him and
Kevin.
Yeah,
he said that about wanting to come back to Boston until they got clapped up out of the playoffs.
His quote today was astounding. He said, when I say I'm here with Kev, I think that really entails us managing this franchise together alongside Joe and Sean.
Bro. This motherfucker, look, he had that 39 point. He had that 39 point all-world game one.
Yeah.
And then he scored 46 total points the rest of the series. Shot 37% the rest of the series. He's like, yo, I'm the motherfucker hosting the Zoom meeting when we're discussing free agency after the season. Like, that's the shit that Kyrie is on. Like, I am totally for player empowerment, but I'm at the point where, like, where does fucking self-awareness come into it, bro?
Nowhere. You expect that out of
Kyrie. Nowhere for
Kyrie.
Yeah.
Where has he shown us he has that ability? Nowhere. You know what I mean? Love him as a player, but we talking about him as a person when it comes to that type of stuff. He just ain't got it. Not yet. Hopefully it changes, but we ain't seen a reason why it would.
Oh, no, it isn't changing.
Part of me love to see a rich black man being this arrogant and this out of touch. We need it to bring balance to the force. But the other half is like, Negro, you just got swept by the Celtics. What are you talking about? Going to pyramid.
I like seeing players being this arrogant while leaving a fucking trail of shit that they're getting away. Kyrie is staying in this shit being this way. You see what I'm saying? Like I fuck with a player like anyone who told the, you know, Pels, hey, y'all figure this shit out. Get me to LA. Right? Like, I fuck with shit like that. But Kyrie is like digging himself deeper in a hole here. You know what I mean? Like, there's no self-awareness there.
Damn.
One last salute to Ben Simmons.
That brother's starving. Somebody put that underneath the Kyrie Ramadan. I lost my shit. Sorry. I'm going to hell. I'm going to hell. It's fine.
Let's talk. Let's talk about Sixers Raptors. Doc Rivers is halfway to fulfilling his destiny of becoming the first coach, man, to blow a 3-0 lead.
Listen, bro. I told y'all. Look, I think this is, for better or for worse, I think this is Doc Rivers' last stop as a coach in this league. I think he'll for sure get like a front office job or you know, a fucking announcer job if he wants it. But I think this is his last stop as a coach. And I told y'all, when they went up 3-0, I said, what better swan song for Doc than to blow a fucking 3-0 lead? And goddamn, we'll see, man.
It's, I mean, carved, it's carved in stone in Mesopotamia somewhere. That 2,000 years from now, Doc Rivers will blow a 3-0 lead.
That's unfortunate.
Yeah, I laugh, but like I laugh only so hard knowing there's like a 80% chance he gets fired and Jeannie Buss immediately calls him. So like I'm laughing, but I'm like, please don't get fired because there's a real chance he becomes the Lakers head coach. And fuck that.
That can't happen.
Jay Wright is the only hope. Y'all gotta play up on Bron's, you know, fucking nostalgia of never playing in college and hope that y'all can land that over Doc, because Doc ain't it, bro.
Get Coach K.
Oh, God.
Coach K's got some time.
Okay. Would you rather it be Coach K or Doc Rivers?
I gotta go K at this point. Doc Rivers only won one ring with KG, Rondo, Ray Allen, Paul Pierce all in their primes. And, like, Sheed is, like, still a functional and NBA
Tibbs,
player.
And Tibbs is the defensive assistant who schemed that championship up. Like, hey, no. Like, I cannot give credit to Doc for 2008, bro. I really can't. But yeah, that's a tough call, though.
Can you imagine Kay trying to tell the Lakers to go run lot like go run 22s or something like that? That shit is not going to fly.
I can't imagine that.
That's the worst coaching scenario ever, dog. I don't fuck with either one of them.
The Mavs are doing the important work, charity work, of getting the Jazz out of our collective consciousness. I have down, I like this question from Chuck on here. Why does no one care about this series?
I was going to make the joke, did they play tonight? But like, yeah, bro, that was rough. Only exciting thing happened when Hassan Whiteside clubbed Luka on the way to the hoop. And that was kind of the only time I turned my head to look back at the screen. It was not a pretty game.
How long are the Jazz going to try to keep this shit up, man?
Bro, one more loss. I think
it blow it up, right?
One more loss. What? They'll do it for one more loss, and then they'll blow it the fuck up.
I didn't see it was going to be this bad, bro. You know what I'm saying? Like, fucking Jalen Brunson getting two wins off of y'all. You know what I mean? Y'all supposed to be one of the better teams, at least in the Western Conference, dog. Like, that's crazy, bro. Yeah, I just don't see this. This can't last too much longer.
They can't keep getting away with this.
No. And we don't give a fuck because it's the fucking Jazz, bro. Like, what the fuck? It's obvious why we don't care.
Ain't no fucking Jazz in Utah. When have you ever gone to Utah? Like, let me go hear some Jazz. At least change the name.
What's the line from basketball? They sent the Jazz to Utah where they don't allow music. Like, I fucking love that.
Fucking Footloose ass fan, dog. Like, the
Soakers.
I don't think anyone gives a fuck about what happens to the Jazz. I am so not invested in the fucking drama.
I want to ask you guys, if you blow it up, what are you going to get for Rudy Gobert? Your only piece is Donovan Mitchell. Who wants Rudy Gobert? Bro, like, who's making that trade?
You gonna keep trying with this shit here, though? Like, you know what I'm saying? It obviously ain't working. No. You know, it's time to figure something else out. You know, this ain't it. That's what you do know. You know what I'm saying?
True.
I will not say something nice about Rudy Gobert on this show. I'm not going to do that. But I do think on a roster with a different construction, It's kind of like we used to talk about with Paul George. It's just like he can't be. It's him plus one guard. I mean, it's just not. It's just that's just not what the game is now. But I mean, if you like imagine him on some of these other teams in the playoffs, it's a fucking freak show. Defensively, it's just you know, at some point they're gonna need him. I don't know. I've greatly been enjoying watching him dance around on the perimeter, trying to fucking guard Donovan, trying to guard anyone at the 3-point line. It's been a fucking delight. It's just like Luka is literally just switch, switch, switch. Yes,
food, bro.
Oh shit. Yeah, I don't know. Do you think they'll close them out? I would love it if they would just if the Mavs would just win Game Six and end it. You think they win Game Six?
Bro, nobody gives a flying shit. Let's all. Like, I know this is a topic we had to talk about because you know we are a basketball show, and it's sad because we like Luka. We like Luka, right? We think he's a great basketball player, probably the future of the game, one of them, and still don't give a shit. Not even Luka dropping 30 pieces, hitting 25 footers, just not entertained, not impressed, just looking at the clock, hoping the seconds go by, like when I was playing, sitting on the end of the bench. Just get this game over with. Oh, damn, it's a national TV game. That means the timeout's going to be 30 seconds longer. Fucking calculating in my head what I'm getting into tonight.
I want to run through some of these comments that we got coming in. James says, Doc's feeling dangerous today. AK, the legend, says, the Lakers must hire Doc to lift the Caruso curse. Doc Rivers crashing and burning is the best TV since he left the Clippers. Andy Diosa, John says, y'all stressing my boy John the fuck out tonight. Coach K would get Austin Reeves to an all-star game.
Who said that? Yeah, dude.
Rishi, that is a great comment. Someone said, would you rather coach Cal or Rick Pitino? Or Tom said that. Shout out to Tom. Would you rather coach Cal or Rick Pitino? Bro, I'm
probably Pitino because he's about that grimy shit. You know Pitino into that grimy. He could do whatever.
Patino in LA could be dangerous on a
AK says he doesn't think Dick Luka Oler cares who wins the series either. What was that?
Patino gonna have his dick all in the spaghetti sauce. Y'all bring that man out there. Y'all better leave that man and Louis go where the pizza hops are at. She gonna wild out.
What is the background of that? Please, see what happened?
You don't know the story?
No.
I've never heard that in my life.
Do you want to peel this one?
Yeah, he boned a chick at an Italian restaurant, and the chick said it lasted about like 30 seconds and in court and the court people asked him Rick would you say that's about right like 30 seconds like yeah that's about right that man admitted in the court of law he fucked for like 30 seconds in an Italian joint
it's documented hey bro it be like that sometimes I am not here to judge.
There's a lot of people watching the show and all got that level of stroke game. They're 28 seconds. That D'Antoni 7 seconds or less.
According to Patino's testimony, quote, the sex lasted 15 seconds and was unfortunate.
15! Bro. Yeah, 15. I can't
even say what
you need.
It's the
pull.
Bro, you gotta try. To do it to nut that quick though, like you gotta try.
Now correct me if I'm wrong. He still kept his job after this stuff came out. He managed to hold down the job, but only got fired when the Adidas bag drop stuff came about.
Yes.
So like the people who were like, "Fuck it, we don't care." He's a two pump chump, but he's our two pump chump.
You gonna fire him because it's stroke game bad? What the fuck that got to do with
Zuck is offended. There were other less funny details associated with the story, which is why they were in court, obviously. But my grandpa's looking down on me, furious that I'm slandering an Italian coach with you guys right now. He can't.
It's a spicy meatball.
Don't give me a coach you can't fuck. Bill went to LA and was knocking Genie down, and that motherfucker got 5 rings out of that shit. Don't give me a coach you cannot fuck. Because that reflects poorly on other aspects of how you handle shit.
Tyler pulls his shit out. So, can you fuck? Do you fuck or not, sir?
Yeah.
It's got to be an 8-minute minimum, and I need 3 personal references.
Jesus.
Holy shit.
What do you, think that seven? Hey, someone said 7 seconds or less hits different.
Bro, how is that thing? How much does that thing got to be thanging for you to be in there for 15 seconds? You know what I'm saying?
Not even that much if we're being real. It just depends, right situation. We all, you know, in our younger lives, whatever. Everybody out here acting like they had that Peter North drug. Your drug was not that level. You are not drug you like that.
Sheesh.
We haven't podcasted since the Grizzly the last.
Someone said, wait, can I read one more comment before? I'm sorry, Mike. Yes. Someone said Mike Tirico is appalled with this. Andy said that.
Don't fucking get us started on Mike Tirico.
Please don't do this.
Y'all are really bad. I don't know what y'all are talking about. I got nothing to do with this, Mike Tirico. I'm a fan. Give me a bag.
That was Andy. Shout out to Andy for that one. Sorry. Go ahead, Mike. My bad.
Okay. We haven't done a show.
Give me a coach that fucks. That is.
You said what?
Give me a coach that fucks. I'll He's be dead serious, too. Look at 3 weeks.
He's not smiling at all. He's not smiling at all. He's dead serious.
Hey, it legit speaks a lot to your fucking people skills, though, right? If you're out here fucking, right? If you're out here popular, if you're out here popular with the ladies, you're getting buy-in. Am I not right?
You know who was the coach? Was that Bear Bryant that wouldn't?
Yeah, who said he wanted to see his assistants' wives when they were interviewed.
If your mouthpiece wasn't
close, you know they were. Right. Yep.
If you had a bad mouthpiece, I couldn't have you because I know your recruiting game probably trash. You know what I'm saying?
He said it was about self-confidence.
He said if they're with a woman who wasn't attractive, he felt like they didn't have self-confidence.
All this is reminding me of is that Magic interview where he just goes off about how he had to smash a chick in the office. they're just a look about it. They're just a look.
But you're Magic Johnson. Well,
this is Bear Bryant's wife.
Everybody got a fantasy. And she was probably worky back in the day, though. She was probably a work. Yeah, she's probably, you know, like Nancy Reagan on the studio lot. This podcast is off the fucking rails already.
We've only been on here for like 20 minutes too.
After dark,
we haven't done a show.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for
or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming.
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card.
Hey, this looks amazing.
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Angie's List is now Angie, the nation's largest home services marketplace. They're here to help homeowners get all their jobs done well. Angie has helped over 150 million homeowners care for their homes. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, come to Angie to connect with and hire skilled professionals to get the job done well.
With over 200,000 pros in their network, Angie makes it easy to research, compare, and hire pros to ensure a job done well. 29 years of experience combined with new digital tools to simplify the process, Angie makes completing home projects easy. We've used Angie at my house. We had some work done. We had some painting done. We were able to find a bunch of really qualified people with good rates through Angie and pick someone we were really happy with. It was super easy to use the app, super easy to connect with someone. We got the call right away, so we didn't have to sit around and wait.
Renters, you can use Angie too for moving, installation, or cleaning. Angie has simplified finding help for home projects. In just a few taps in the Angie app or clicks on the site, you can have Angie tackle your home service projects from start to finish.
Get started at Angie.com. That's ANGI.com or download the app today.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. We're now joined by 3-time NBA Sixth Man of the Year, elite bucket getter. Let's please welcome Jamal Crawford to Point Game, King of the Court one-on-one tournament. If they had it back in your prime, do you think you could have took it all?
I'm going to be honest with you. I don't think I could have took it all. But I think I would have shocked a lot of people. I think Kobe and everybody in their prime, Kobe would win a one-on-one contest.
Yeah, because you got to think, he's going to guard. He don't care about guarding.
He's going to guard.
He's going guard. Like, you see him in the Olympics, he's going guard. And then on top of that.
I'm not guarding like that. See that?
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Sam Cassell to Point Game.
I remember you came to my room crying tears. I mean, he was in a culture shock. And then he's going to withdraw us about winning.
Remember what I told you? I said, OG, you think I can get paid and go back and play in college because it ain't it?
Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, this is Jody Sweetin from the podcast How Rude, Tanneritos. As a nostalgic voice from your past, I'm here to remind you that amongst the stressful and chaotic existence we live in 2024, you deserve to get away. It's time for a vacation, no matter when you're hearing this. And let me tell you how you'll get there. The 2024 Hyundai Santa Fe. Want to bring the family to the mountains with the Santa Fe's available H-Track all-wheel drive? Well, it's got standard third-row seating and available dual wireless charging pads for the kids who just want to stare at their phone and not talk to you. You know what I mean. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Playoffs are here, and you can make every game feel like Game 7 on FanDuel Sportsbook, an official partner of the NBA. FanDuel is hooking you up with free bets throughout the playoffs. It doesn't matter if you're a new customer or already have an account. Just be sure to check out the app for exclusive weekly same-game parlay promos. My favorite same-game parlay tonight, we're loving that Grizzlies-Wolves series. I really like the Wolves to keep it going, so I might look at the Wolves to win and some overs on some player props, maybe for Cat and Ant. FanDuel has so many ways to play, and best of all, when you win, you'll get paid faster than a fast break. New to FanDuel? Just download the FanDuel Sportsbook app and sign up with promo code JNJ. Once again, that's promo code JNJ, that's J-A-N-D-J. And if you already have an account, you're all set to get in on the action. Either way, you'll get an assist from FanDuel when you bet a same-game parlay during the playoffs. FanDuel Sportsbook, an official partner of the NBA. Disclaimer, must be 21 and over in select states. Refund issued as non-withdrawable free bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Max free bet $20 per week. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I haven't done a show with you guys since the Grizzlies-Wolves game, and I had to talk about a great game. I love that series, but I had to talk about Cat and his post-game interview. Did you guys see the clip?
Changes his voice?
He actively drops his voice an octave and then starts quoting Kobe. It's honestly is one of the funniest things I've ever seen on television.
It's cringe.
We're really out here. Oh, we're really out here trying to get the
yes. Nailed it.
You see, I'm not really celebrating. Job's not done.
Bro, you ever like had to handle like some internet or some cable shit for like your parents and like they ask who's the bill? Whose name is the villain? It's like your dad, and they're like, "Okay, we need to stick to him before we can proceed there." And you just like switch voice. Oh yeah, this is me. And you know, Chat did that in front of the world, bro. He did that in front of every fucking basketball fan on the planet. I cannot imagine.
I don't know if y'all saw the little meme Lakeshore Yo put up, though, the one kid who had the high pitched voice in the fight. He's like, "Y'all think I'm a bitch out here?"
Though the greatest tweet was he needs to find himself. You know what I'm saying?
That was funny as fuck.
That dude's.
He said, "Oh, it's Wara, I ain't you." He sounded like the old head from a 1972 after school special. "Oh, this rah rah ain't you. You need to find yourself, young blood."
Yeah, Cat need to find himself. All this rah rah talk.
That was real as fuck and funny.
That's a fact, though. That's a fact, though.
You can't tell me Job's not done after celebrating on the scorer's table after winning a playing game. I don't want to hear Job's not done after that, all right?
You in Minnesota now. They in Minnesota now.
That man's girl came out the stands like he knocked out Apollo Creed and made out with that motherfucker for a playing game. I'm like, God, man, like, look, like, I am not so, like, I've always said, celebrate however the fuck you want. That shit was wild. They enjoyed the fuck out of that.
She was staring in his eyes like, you know, you're my hero, you know what I mean?
In fairness to Kat, that job was done. You know what I mean? They made the playoffs.
Maybe like in the Mario Brothers too. You know what I mean? Like Princess.
Thank you, Mario.
Fuck out of here, man.
The princess is in another castle.
Right.
All right, let's talk about Ja Morant winning Most Improved Player. What's the criteria for Most Improved Player? Do we have a bullet point list of what the criteria is?
Moore, you're the number two pick. You're supposed to be improved.
If you've been talked about as the future face of the league.
He gave it away, bro. He was like, here, Bubba.
He re-gifted an NBA award.
He was like,
in the same night.
Bro, if you're in MVP talks, come on, bro. Like, there should be a minimum amount of, like, you can't be averaging 28 a game and Most Improved. That's disrespectful at that point. You know what
he didn't
I mean?
Even take the shit out of the box and said, Desmond, have you? I don't even want to see what this motherfucker looked like.
I feel like the Most Improved award is low-key the, dog, we thought you wasn't going to be shit.
Right.
And none of us thought that about Ja. We all thought he was going to be a baller. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, I didn't even win this motherfucker. But.
Your sorry ass proved yourself.
We thought you wasn't ever going to be shit. You showed us, though.
Hey, we all talked about it. We thought your ass was going to be sorry as fuck. So, you know, there you go, bro. You surprised. You surprised.
Yeah, it's supposed to be the award. It's supposed to be an award for going from shitty to okay, not from going from really good to really great. Like it just,
or at least like okay to great. You know what I mean? Like, you know, that right. This dude's been. When have we looked at Ja and not thought he was a hooper? And we all knew he was gonna take a big step after last year's playoffs. You feel me? Like we all saw this coming. So it's just, it's really weird. Like Ja Morant, Most Improved Player. Doesn't make any sense.
We just saw him bust Steph's ass for a bunch of tickets to the playoffs last year. We been knew this was coming.
Right.
This was a fucking, you know, yeah. But
I guess they had to give him something. They couldn't give him MVP, so they had to give him something. But don't make no sense to me.
I want to know. I want to review from Tyler and Joe, especially on Bron's Twitter performance during these playoffs. Is it performance art? Is he doing this intentionally? Is he just
Magic Johnson-esque?
LeBron's out in the Maldives sending codes to the league of who he wants to lose with fake praise.
Yeah, that shit is. He has just been wow. It's been phenomenal about how he's been the kiss of death for whoever he praises. You know what I mean? Like I've never seen anything quite like it. But
you know, but you know, you don't give a fuck. You know, he's in the Maldives right now, lit on Los Lobos. Dancing for Savannah.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, damn. That backfired. It didn't age well. I don't give a shit. I'm rich. What the fuck are y'all talking about? Only people, this age poorly is it broke people. You've never seen a rich person this age poorly.
Motherfuckers hitting Bron with this age poorly while he's fucking sipping on 72-year-old wine. Like, you know what I'm saying? We're talking about shit aging poorly with this fucking guy?
Yeah.
Yeah, come on.
He's really, yeah.
He doesn't give a shit, man.
I mean, nor should he. He and Kuz are trying to get a podcast together via Zoom. What, like, it's his vacation project. He's running
the Zoom? Who's sending the link out?
He's talking to Kuz about doing like a Manning cast, but for the NBA. Like he's just on the timeline going back and forth with Kuz. Like, but if we did eyeball emoji.
Is he getting a Yeti or a Shure mic?
That man is going to tell without basketball, G. He about to start a podcast? Bro, what the fuck, dog? You know what I mean? Bro, just enjoy
the Maldives. You're in the Maldives.
You're Maldives talking about a fucking podcast? I swear to God, bro.
He the only dude in the Maldives with internet. You already know. With the reliable Wi-Fi.
Do we have any other good YouTube comments, Zach, before we move into our last non-basketball topic?
About Cat, someone said beating mediocrity is a hell of a drug. Shout out to Jordan on that one. AJ said Bane has no neck. Someone said Jordan Poole should have been nominated.
Someone just randomly calling Bane a Ninja Turtle on the fucking YouTube comments.
Bane has no neck.
AJ, shout out to AJ. Mark Jackson somewhere shaking his head respectfully about I think about Poole, or I don't know if that's about Andy. I'm not sure which one he means, but yeah, you can keep it moving on. We'll see the comments when we were going through the Patino section were
Yeah, all right. Okay. I appreciate it. I appreciate you, Zach. Okay.
I like that our audience is on board. All right.
Okay. All right. Noted. So this was a terrible day for fans of things that I hate, because it was the Celtics fans happy at night and it was Elon Musk fans happy in the morning. He is moving forward with buying Twitter. We have half of the people that I enjoy following on Twitter on this stream right now. So what do you guys think? Are we moving somewhere else? What's the move?
Nah, I don't think we'll go anywhere until Elon tries pulling some bullshit. I told you, like, the whole I'm here to authenticate every human. I ain't like the way that shit sounded.
Yeah, it sounded like a little weird.
Yeah, I'm not fucking posting my ID to if I need to fucking, you know, tweet or whatever the fuck that opening the shit means. But we'll see. There's a major play out here. There's a major play here, and I'm not exactly sure what it is. But I know some diabolical shit knowing this muscle motherfucker, so we'll see.
Look, he's trying to sell Tesla.
Fuck that nigga, dog. Fuck Elon Musk, man.
Hey, your Twitter account's going to be gone tomorrow. He sees all now.
Yeah. While we're still here and we still got this time to reflect and enjoy it, I just want to say I really appreciate y'all. Y'all helped me get through some tough times.
My bad.
Don't know how much it's going to last. Because you already know he coming in trying to fuck shit up. But all he wanted is the data at the end of the day. He just wanted everybody's information.
That's all he wants.
Figure out a way to sell him some Teslas. You already know. Like, everybody on this motherfucking show going to have a Tesla soon against our will. Just had to felt the need to buy one. But I don't know, man. I thought like it was a joke at first, like, and obviously kept going. And then he made that crazy offer, and I'm like, damn, what's going to happen? Then literally, motherfucker's the boss now. So, you know, I ain't calling no grown man delicious, though. I'll tell you that much.
So there were two things that were interesting to me. One, he made a clear point to make it $4.20, $54.20. There is speculation that he threw the extra 20 cents in or some amount to get it to around 20 cents, which, like, if he threw 20 extra cents in on every share, it's like $150 million that he ran up. I tweeted that today. The other thing is he doesn't have cash on hand, so he had to use Tesla stock to pay for this. So there are motherfuckers trying to figure out how they can crash Tesla stock to try to bring down the whole empire on top of him. So people right now are actively trying to figure out how they can position the stock to drive it down to force him to lose control of both Twitter.
Get into a Tesla for 10 seconds and watch something fucking break. It shouldn't be that hard to crash a stock. Yeah. I don't understand the entire, as someone who, I know a lot of people who own Teslas and very few of them, like, it's cognitive dissonance. They pay so much for the car. I apologize. Does someone here own a Tesla?
No.
Cool.
Charles does.
I would never.
The producer does.
Charles was the one who was telling us that to use the features, they hit you up for the subscription fee too, which is fucking crazy.
But we gotta use the Twitter stock to buy a Tesla.
The steering wheel came off the car when you fucking got the car, bro.
Oh my!
What the fuck? The steering wheel came off.
The steering wheel pulled out of the fucking socket.
Hey, do anybody
steering wheels have a socket?
Anybody still use a claw?
I didn't know previously.
Jesus Christ.
Did y'all have any family members that used to use the club? That shit used to crack
me up.
Hell yes.
It's like, I don't want to steal your shit. I'm just going to steal it.
I think every aunt had a club, bro. You know what I mean?
My grandpa had a club.
No, we want this piece of shit. You got a broke ass car. You worried about a fucking club. You better get a new whip. Anybody trying to steal
my grandparents had a club on the 92. What was the shittiest car you could think of with a club? My grandparents had a 92 Honda Accord and it had a club on it in 2005.
Bro, my aunt had on a Saturn and she had 10 inch rims that she had bought at fucking Walmart, bro, and put a club on that shit. They don't even make Saturns no more. You know what I mean? Where the fuck is the last time you seen a Saturn? She's like, I'm going to keep this thing safe. But Saturn? I can't believe they even existed. Sheesh.
But the thing is, they don't steal like flashy cars. They're not stealing Ferraris and Lambos. They steal shit that they can scrap for parts.
Honda Accords actually got stolen all the time for the converters and all that shit. Yep.
Yeah, like I remember seeing like the Camry's the most stolen car in America because every fucking body has a Camry. You know what I mean? So they steal that shit and ship it down for parts, so.
At my orientation in Long Beach State, they had a cop come in to talk to us, a campus cop, and he literally said, raise your hand if you own a Honda. And, like, you know, it's a college, it's a cheap college, so like a quarter of the room raised their hands, and he literally just said, I'm sorry. He's like, oh, ain't shit we can do to stop him from stealing your Honda.
Oh, okay. I love Honda. Hey, great car.
We all have mixed feelings about the police, but literally, I got in San Francisco last year, so, like smash and grab. And talk to the cops. He's like, motherfuckers, like 40 of these a day in all the different precincts. Like, what do you think we're going to do about this shit? Be Inspector Gadget? We ain't trying to solve these crimes for your $30.
I'm dusting for finger. I'm putting the glass together to get the partial prints off of it.
I'm supposed to shoot somebody for your luggage? Like, no. And then I got to go to jail for your fucking luggage? Like, and I was like, damn, dog. That's the first time a police officer ever said some shit. I'm like, damn, makes sense.
I was in middle school, a teacher at our middle school got on Pimp My Ride. That car lasted, I'm not joking, 2.5 months before it got chop-shopped. And the 9 TVs that exhibit put in the car got ripped out. Car was found with nothing left inside of it. Much worse than before it went.
2.5 months is a long time to keep. Those cars got fucking flipped quick. Because it was like, yeah. Hey, there's free electronics in this bitch, dude.
That motherfucker was driving a car with 9 holes on the interior, bro. Like, 9 TV size holes. Hell no, I've been mad as fuck.
What did that teacher teach driving to school with that car, bro?
Geometry, earth science. I know she's a geometry, earth science.
Yeah. It was like, right? It was either English or it was math. Teacher, I can't remember though. I didn't have her, but I just remember hearing that she got on Pimp My Ride, seeing the episode, and going like, "Hey, where's the car?" And so it's like, "Oh, it got chop chopped already."
Should we know how much like, you like TVs? So we put some TVs on your TVs on your TVs. They really need to do a documentary on that shit though. What happened to all those cars? You can't be driving in them neighborhood. If you had that whip that needed to be pimped, and you take that back to your community. You're not a celebrity or you're not celebrated. It's like, oh, motherfucker got an Xbox in there. We getting his ass. He got 30 games in there.
Joe's got a rare shark in his car.
How much y'all make a shark go for? I don't even, how much y'all make a dogfish shark go for? On the motherfucking black market.
Hey, I'll come off some bread for a shark.
I'll take you to Cambodia Town. We'll flip a shark right now. You know how much those fucking fins go for, bro? You know how to steal a car with a club on it?
Absolutely not.
Is it easy as shit ever? You'd see a dude would take like hedge clippers, smash the fucking window, cut the steering wheel in the 2 spots around the club, pop the club off, fucking gone.
Huh, yeah.
The steering wheel was the weak. The steering wheel was the weak link.
you sound a little too familiar with this whole process. Yeah.
Too comfortable. You know what I'm saying?
Mike, can you say that a little closer to the microphone, please?
I heard that steering wheels are very easy to cut. So while your grandparents will be going, "Oh, this is crazy, the fucking thing. Look, it can't." Well, first of all, if they smash the window, you can still turn the steering wheel. The second of all, the steering wheel is made of fucking rubber. So, anyway, I think that's all. Next time on Jenkins and Jones Are Out of Pocket, we'll talk about how to steal diapers from Target. But I believe that's all the time we have. You got any more comments, Zach?
I gotta find it. It was a real fucking gem of a comment. Oh, here it is. This one's from Ferg. He said, "Patino is the Doc Rivers of stroke game." That was my favorite comment the entire night. I'm sorry, I had to go out on that.
Yo, we gotta
go. There are so many good ones.
Motherfucker crossing opportunities, bags. I just want to say, first and foremost, I don't participate in any of this slander. Just kidding. When's Doc gonna stop growing hair? What's on Doc's head right now that the barber, like, how does the barber cut his hair? Because that shit, I'm really just trying to figure out what's going on with
Doc. He got a line, but no hair. Like, he's balding, but he has a line. It's a special situation up there, G.
I want to touch that shit one day. Just be like, is there follicles? Like, what's going on? That's about it. We appreciate y'all.
This is a blast, guys. Bye. As always.
Bye.
Bye.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. "I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge." Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events,
You'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Are you spending more time in your basement now that it's your rec room, office, kids' playroom, or home gym? Well, you need to ventilate those spaces to remove stagnant, musty air. For over 20 years, the Easy Breathe ventilation system exchanges dirty, damp air for cleaner, drier, healthier air. Take charge of your indoor air with your own Easy Breathe ventilation system. You can get it installed, or DIY kits are available. Just call 866-822-7328 or visit takechargeofyourair.com and receive 20% off today.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.